Inside Agriculture from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. While domestic pork demand is decent, but one key market analyst says exports have saved our bacon, according to Steve Meyer of EMI Analytics. He says the momentum began last year with strong exports to Mexico.
And in that case, it was kind of interesting because the peso was extremely weak at the time. And I think that there were buyers down there that said, you know, U.S. prices are low. They're going to go up. There's no guarantee the peso is going to get stronger. We better buy now. Well, what's happened is that U.S. prices have indeed gone up, but the peso has strengthened some. And so they've stayed in our market pretty well, not to the tune of November, December, but still very strong sales to Mexico. And, you know, that's a wild card going forward because of all the talk about renegotiating NAFTA. And I think that's a long-term thing. I don't think it'll have a lot of impacts this year or next, but you know, it's something to be watchful of.
While in the recent past, slaughter capacity has been a challenge for the U.S. pork industry, Meyer says that has changed.
You know, two new plants have already opened, a small one, Moon Ridge Pork in Pleasant Oak, Missouri, and then the Windham plant, Prime Pork in Windham. Those are relatively small plants. The big bumps come this summer or early fall. Sioux City's plant with Triumph Seaboard had said they were going to open on July 1st. We're hearing they probably won't get that done sometime in August, early September. The Coldwater, Michigan plant for Clemens Food Group's September 5th, they're kind of adamant that they're going to start slaughtering hogs. If the Sioux City plant doesn't open until, you know, late August, early September, I don't think either one of those will be up to their capacities by the end of the year. But still, they're going to be killing substantial numbers of hogs, and that will keep us in pretty good shape for the fourth quarter of this year.
Now, the addition of the new pork processing capacity will likely have a small impact on hog prices.
We've been rearranging deck chairs for a year now on supplies going here, supplies going there, but there still will probably be a little bit of chasing of spot hogs. So we think $1 to $3 in 100 weight, that's kind of in our forecast at the moment. We've seen people that we respect a lot that think that it's going to be larger than that, and I really hope it is. But we've grown production enough that there's not just a big shortcoming out there. So we think maybe the chairs have been rearranged pretty well, and that would keep them from chasing hogs quite as hard as they might have in years past.
And, of course, Steve Meyer, Vice President of Pork Analysis for EMI Analytics. While a lobbyist for Tyson Foods was reported as one of the five victims wounded in the Washington, D.C. area shooting that targeted a Republican congressional baseball team practice. Now, a spokesperson for Tyson Foods told Meat Industry Publication Meeting Place that Matt Mika, Tyson Foods Director of Government Relations in Washington, was injured in the shooting that took place at an Alexandria, Virginia ballpark. The spokesperson said Mika was taken to a local hospital for treatment. He was in critical condition last night. Mika, a former senior director of legislative affairs for the American Meat Institute, reportedly is a member of the GOP baseball team that was practicing ahead of a charity game tonight against the Democrat team at Nationals Park. That game will go on as scheduled. Also wounded were House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Zach Barth, a legislative correspondent who works for Representative Roger Williams of Texas, and two members of the Capitol Police who protected congressional members. As a matter of fact, Steve Scalise, they were protecting, and he's still in critical condition in a hospital. If it wasn't for those police that were on site, we could have been looking at a total disaster. We'll be back with more of what's going on today in agriculture, inside agriculture, right after this.